The following shiur has been presented by Rav Moshe Zev Granik, member of the Beis Havad Dayanus Kollel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. The center can be reached for dispute resolution and many other halachic services at 888-485-VAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
Daf Samaches. You find the halacha in this perek that the same way a kohen is allowed to eat truma, the Eishes kohen, even though she is a Bas Yisrael, by virtue of the fact that she's married to the kohen, the halacha is that she is also allowed to eat truma. What is the makar? Where do we see in the Torah that the Eishes kohen is allowed to eat truma? So the Rishonim over here bring down, the pasuk says, kohen ki yikne nefesh kenyan kaspoi. Halacha is the Kenyan Kasboy is also allowed to eat truma. And Kenyan Kasboy means anybody that the Kohen has acquired with Kesef. So just like a Kohen buys an Eved, he pays for Eved with Kesef. So an Eved is allowed to eat truma. So he's darshan from this pasuk also that the Isha is also Isha's nickness for Kesef. So Isha is also included in this halacha that the Isha is allowed to eat truma. However, there is also another drasha that is brought down by Rashi, our Torah, Rashi in Chumash, and Rashi in Kiddushin also makes mention of this. And the pasuk says, "Kol tar beveischa yichlenu," that anybody who's tar in your house, only a tar is allowed to eat truma. Anyone who's tar in your house is allowed to eat truma. And we say this halacha includes tar beveischa, anybody who's part of your house, and the Eishes Kohen is part of the house of the Kohen. So she is also allowed to eat truma. It's actually a discussion why we actually need to psukim. It could be that we need one pasuk for Arusa, which is considered Kenyan Kasvay, because the Kiddushin, the Erusin of the Isha is done by Kesef. In the Nisuin, which comes afterwards, is not done by the Kesef. The person can only do Nisuin if he does a Chuppah. So, possibly for that reason, we have to come on to the pasuk of Kotar Beveischa. If you look in Rashi and Kiddushin over there, Rashi is specifically talking about Chuppah, so it makes sense, which stem with the fact that Rashi over there quotes the pasuk of Kotar Beveischa, because he's saying that once someone has done the Nisuin with an Isha, that is the way we allow the Isha to eat Truma, from that pasuk of Kotar Beveischa. The question is, when we say that an Eishes Kohen eats Truma, Halacha l'maisa, the state, this Mishnah says, the Mishnais and the Gemara say that Eishes Kohen is allowed to eat truma. So when we say that Eishes Kohen is allowed to eat truma, does that mean that really the Kohen is allowing, the fact that she belongs and she is in the house of the Kohen, she is allowed to eat truma because she is the wife of the Kohen, but she herself is not a Kohenis. She's not a Kohen, she doesn't have the status of a Kohen. So her Achilas Shuma is only an extension of the husband's Achila. Where do we say that once there's a halacha that an Eishes Kohen is allowed to eat Shuma, so she has all the halachas that apply to a Kohen also apply to an Eishes Kohen. And now she has, to a certain extent, a Kedusha of Kedushas Kohuna, a Kedusha just like a Kohen. And therefore we say that that's the reason why she could eat Shuma. What would be the nafkamina? Nafkamina is a discussion in Achroinim. We know the halacha is that somebody who a kohen who eats truma, the Rambam brings down, he has to make a bracha. But he does his mekayim a mitzvah of eating truma, so he makes a bracha. What bracha does he make? The bracha is asher kedushanu b'kedushas shel Aaron, and tzivanu al achilas truma, lechol truma. The halacha is that when a kohen makes a bracha, the Rambam says, he says it's a mitzvah that's only given to kohenim, so you say asher kedushanu b'kedushas shel Aaron. The question is, can an isha make that bracha? A bas Yisrael that's married to a kohen, she's not b'kedushas shel Aaron. She doesn't have this halacha of achilas truma. She's allowed to eat truma, but she can't say asher kedushanu b'kedushas shel Aaron. So in fact, there's a machlokes between the Mishnah Rishonim. Mishnah Rishonim says you cannot make a bracha on the Derech Amunah of Chaim Kanievsky in the Hilchos Trumas Perek Zayin Aloch Yidches. We have a machloikis whether Isha is allowed to eat truma or not, which would depend on this question. The question depends on when the reason why the Isha eats truma is because the being married to the Kohen allows her to eat truma, but she doesn't have the Kedusha of a Kohen herself. and therefore she doesn't have this key mitzvah of eating shuma v'achilas shuma, and she cannot make the bracha? Or do we say that she does have the kedushas kain, and therefore she will be allowed to eat shuma? Another nafkamina, we know that just like there's a mitzvah for the kain to eat the shuma, there's a mitzvah on the Yisrael to give the shuma to a kain. Besides for the hafrosh shuma, he separates the shuma from his tefuah, there's a mitzvah to give of Nesinah's Truma, of giving the Truma to the Kain. In fact, the Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvah says that it's a separate mitzvah. There's two mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah of separating Truma, and there's a completely separate mitzvah of giving the Truma to the Kain. But even the Ramban that disagrees with the Ramban doesn't count it as a separate mitzvah, as one of the 613 mitzvahs. But definitely there is a mitzvah of Nesinah's Truma, of giving Truma to the Kain. Can one be Mekayim the mitzvah of giving Truma to a Kain if he gives it to an Isha's Kain? So the Rash in Shumas Perek Vav Mishnah Beis says that you could be Mekayim. The Mechayrut should be Tali in this question as well. Just like if we say that the Isha is only eating Shuma because the husband allows her to eat Shuma because she's an extension, she belongs to him, so therefore she can eat Shuma, but she's not considered to have any Kedushas Kuna, so then you will not be able to be Mekayim the mitzvah of the Sinish Shuma by giving it to her. She's allowed to take it on behalf of someone else, but you won't be Mekayim the mitzvah. However, if we say that she does have Kedushas Kohen, so just like you're Mekayim the Mitzvah by giving it to a Kohen himself, you'd be Mekayim the Mitzvah by giving it to the Isha as well. Now we find over here in the Mishnah that the halacha is that if a Kohen marries someone who he's not allowed to marry, a mono l'Kohen Gadol, or a Grusha l'Chalutza l'Kohen Hedyot, if a Grusha l'Chalutza will marry a Kohen Hedyot, so this Osir for a Kohen Hedyot to be married to a Grusha Chalutza, it's Osir for a Kohen Gadol to marry an Amono. It's clear from the Mishnah that these women are not allowed to eat Chum. What's the reason why they're not allowed to eat Chum? So Rashi in Das Sam Rav Min Aleph says that when a Kohen marries a Grusha or a Chalutza, or if a Kohen Gadol marries an Amono, since they're not allowed to get married to him, so once they get married, the Isha becomes a Halolo. The Halacha is that she gets the Halachic status of a Halolo as soon as she gets married to a Kohen, when she is not allowed to marry. So the Halacha is, says Rashi, that as soon as she gets married to them, she becomes a Halolo. And therefore, the implication is that a halolo is not a kohen, and since a halolo is not a kohen is allowed to eat shuma, but a halolo is not allowed to eat shuma because a halolo is not a kohen. So just like a halolo is not allowed to eat shuma, a halolo is also not allowed to eat shuma. Fact Imre Moshe in Simon Gimel asks, he doesn't understand if somebody who is a Bas Yisrael marries a kohen. The Torah says that she's allowed to eat Shuma. Why is she allowed to eat Shuma? She's not a Kohen. She's a Zor. A Zor is not allowed to eat Shuma. But by virtue of the fact that she's married to a Kohen, and now she's king in Kaspa, she belongs, she's in the house of the Kohen, therefore, even though she is a Zor, she's still allowed to eat Shuma. So the Rav Moshe says, so if a Zor is allowed to eat Shuma, and we ignore the fact that she is a Zor, and we say because she's married to the Kohen, that allows her to eat Shuma, so who cares this Isha, that Kagrusha or Chalutza, that's married to the Kohen Hedyot, or the Amonim that's married to the Kohen Gadol, is now Pi Halacha considered a Halola? So what if she's considered a Halola? Even though she's a Halola, we should overlook the fact that she's a Halola because she's also Kidin Kaspa, and she's married to the Kohen. And the fact that she's married to the Kohen should allow her to eat Shuma even though she's a Halolo, just like a regular Bas Yisrael that's married to the Kohen is allowed to eat Shuma even though she is a Zar. We find that Ritzel Ponovitcher in Zecher Yitzchok Chelek Aleph Siman Lamed Aleph answers this question. He says that the reason why a Eishes Kohen is allowed to eat Shuma is not because, like we said before, that the Kohen, since she is the king in Kesef, or Yelid Bayis of the Kohen, therefore that allows her to eat Shuma despite the fact that she is not a Kohen. That's not the reason why she's allowed to eat Shuma. When a Eishes Kohen, someone who marries a Kohen, is allowed to eat Shuma because the marrying a Kohen gives her the status, gives her the Kedushas Kayin. She has Kedushas Kayin to a certain extent, and that Kedushas Kahuna is what allows her to eat Truma. Therefore, it says the Zecher Yitzchok, if she's a regular Bas Yisrael and she marries the Kayin, so true that she was a Zar before, but by marrying the Kayin, she now gets Kedushas Kahuna. Because she now has Kedushas Kahuna, that allows her to eat Truma. However, this Amon or the Kohen Gadol or this Grusha Chalutz of Kohen Hedyot, marrying the Kohen did not give them Kedushas Kuna. Marrying the Kohen made them into a Chalola. It made them into a Chalola, says the Zecher Yitzchok, a Chalola is the opposite of Kedushas Kuna. A Chalola, by definition, is somebody who does not have Kedushas Kuna. So you cannot say that because that the fact that he's a Chalola should be overlooked and say, but she's married to the Kohen, so therefore she could eat Chuma. In fact, we say the opposite. The fact that she's a Chalola shows that she does not have the Kedushas Kahuna, and because she does not have the Kedushas Kahuna, she therefore will not be allowed to eat Truma.